And in order to discover our children, we need to understand many things about them concerning them.
Welcome again to another episode of the Transformer Podcast. Today is going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be a lovely day. It's going to be another interesting recording in the studio. Though I'm the only one in the studio today again. The last episode, we talked about possibility finding your child potential. The possibility for you to find your child potential. And today, a topic I'll be looking at, sharing with all the people that are listening to us there. I say, for like video 3 episodes now, they say, I'm really concerned about child, your kid. Because I've discovered that most parents are able to discover their children or their kid about your child potential. For you parents listening to me out there, or to any you listening to the podcast out there, this is the Transformer Podcast. And I am always your host. My name is Akele Paul. And I'll be taking you through how you can feed your child potential. That's the topic we'll be sharing. I'll be sharing with you today. The how you can feed your child your potential. How to feed your child's potential is what I'll be sharing with us today. Many parents, they are not able to know how to feed their child potential. We believe our children, our kids can harm themselves sometimes. And that's not really the truth. That's not the truth. There is good for we parents to take care of our child, to take care of our children, yes, to not hurt themselves. But another way, there's another way for us to feed what we have discovered. We already discovered their potential. Now, how can we feed that potential in them in order to be useful for the glory of God? For the glory of God. So after this record, I would like to be watched out for another topic, very, very important. Danger of your talent. Today, I'll be taking us through how to feed your child potential. A parent really knows how to properly raise their children. How many parents know how to properly raise their children? That's the question today. That's the question. How many parents really know how to properly raise their children? I personally believe that there are many parents out there who are really struggling. They are really struggling how to brought up their children, how to train them up. It's very hard for them. Just take a walk through a street or in your closet. You will hear something like this on the park under the street and try to notice interaction between parent and their children. You'll be very, very surprised. You will hear things like this. Things like this. Stop that. Don't do that. Don't touch that. Don't go there. You will hurt yourself. Get back here, you little devil. I told you not to get up. You create different and make some child door. Because now that we are learning to do things that are not of God, even the scripture says that we train our child the way they should go, that when they grow up, they will not depart from that path. Likewise, the same things. You need to drop up your child. That your children in the will of God. How can we do that in this context? If for you to discover what they are really created for, you can help them to discover the potential in them. And when you discover the potential in them, you feed that potential not for you to be limiting them. Because that's the way we are brought up with the children, with the parents. No, we should not train our children in the way we too are brought up. Because we are brought up wrongly, then we shouldn't allow our children to experience likewise. You see a different world, little devil. I told you not to get up there, and the child will look dull. I'm not able to express that potential in him, to explore that potential in him or her. I told you, it can't be done. That kind of word you'll be hearing from some parents. I told you, it can't be done. It is impossible. Who do you think you are? Different words, negative words, hear some parents in their children. And we see at the end of today's podcast, another today record, you hear, you'll see what I'm talking, really talking about. Who do you think you are? I mean, don't get me wrong. The people that listen to me out there, don't get me wrong. It is good to take care of a child, to protect him or her from hurting themselves. To protect him or her from hurting themselves. But all the screaming and all the stories about how you can do this and that, I believe is too much. Don't go there. Come back here. Sit down there. Where are you? You the devil. No. I've been hearing many parents doing that. And whenever I hear that kind of words, I am furious. Seriously furious. Because most of the parents don't know how to release, how to feed their child potential. Once again, this is the Transformer Podcast. For those that are listening, you are just listening to the podcast. This is the Transformer Podcast. And our focus is to let you know how to discover your potential. And now we realize that we need not to talk to the adult, we need to talk to the parent in order for them to discover the potential in their children, their God-given potential. That is the purpose and the focus of this recording for never from the episode now. We have been looking at talent. And I had once that shocked me. I had something that shocked me so much. It shocked me. I told you to stop asking for things that I can't give you. You see some parents, don't stop asking me what I can't give you. Different world. That kind of conversation, respond is not good for our children. It's not good for our kids. What they believe is wrong with you, stupid girl, stupid boy, stupid girl, stupid boy. When I hear something like this, I am in deep pain. I don't like it. And for you parents, or anybody listening to the podcast, is something that is really wrong, is really wrong. Calling your child a stupid is very wrong. When I add something like this, none of that, I'm a deep pain. I mean it. Nobody is allowed to talk to a child like that. I don't care if you and his parent or a parent or not. I don't care if your child is really slow or wrong. Many parents do act like this, and when their kids up or grow old and start acting disrespectful towards them, the parents are really offended and can't seem to understand what have they done wrong. Do you know how they're done wrong? You see many child out there. You see, I met a lady just yesterday, I was listening to her, helping her to do something on the internet. And when we were having a conversation, after she left, she said she's coming back. And this brother was with me and said, oh, look at this sister. She's not know how to relate to people, how to be friendly. I said, oh, what do you mean? He said, how they been before? You know that she's not tall. And when she came back and asked her, and she said, truly, I am not friendly at all before, but now I've changed. I said, well, how do you know you have changed? He said, I've looked at the life because the way she was brought up. She was quickly angry. Any little thing, she'll be angry. That's the way she was brought up. And now she has grown up. That is what I'm talking about. That the scripture says, train your child the way that you should go. And when you grown up, when the path, from that road, you have laid a leg or a feet upon. The same thing when you act very harsh to your children. The same thing they will do when they grown up. Then you said, I teach in the scripture, I teach in the Bible, we told them to love God. Yes, you told them to love God. But how you relate to them is mattermost. Potential in your children is very, very important. You must discover them. Very, very. You must discover them. That's the respectful to them. And you know what happened? because they be offended in what the children are doing to them. Why? The way you treat your children is how they will treat you later on in life. They might not because they hate you or something, but because that is the only thing they know how to do. That is exactly what you taught them. That's exactly what you taught them, and they are reacting. Now should be offended in the response they are giving you. It's what you are passing to them. Now they are giving out to you. Don't forget, I say, how to feed your child's potential. It's what we are looking at today. There are also parents that know exactly how to do their job, and they do it in a miraculous way. I saw some mother once in the street with a 15-month-old baby girl, and this girl took a fall, not an ugly fall, but for a baby, pretty much. You know what the mother did? I was amazed. I replied to the little girl, "It's okay, sweetie, you are okay. Get up, go and play with your friend. See, just for that child having a fall, does it mean that if fall or she fall, that I can't continue again? We need to know how to relate, how to feed our child potential. Many will see their child or their children do something that's very wonderful. What would they be doing? I've known a woman, and she said, a 2 years baby boy. If anybody listen to me out there and they listen to me, I would like you to go to my website, www.theminister.com. When you get there, you see, I have a topic, an article there said, Bodoatifa exploit. You see a very little boy, just click on it and listen and watch the video of that little boy. And yesterday I was hearing the mother say, I don't know, he haven't grown up, he has taken the work of Jesus to his head. Look at that word, a small baby, a small boy, 2 years old. You see, and now what does it mean? It means that the mother gave that baby, that kid, he haven't grown up, but he started discouraging him, and he have not grown up. How we relate to our children is very important. It's okay, go and play, do this, that, and that. The little girl did not make a sound. Nothing I know that the fall is always associated with the mother rushing toward her child and see if the child is hurt. Run towards her and pet her. Hey, my sweetie, oh, I hope you have not hurt. Listen and begin to relate to the way to be able to give a good one. When the baby sees all the attention and the worry or his mother or a mother or parent's face, the baby gives them what they are unconsciously or consciously expect. It is that simple. We need to attend to our children. We need to do things in order for them to be useful for the glory of God in life. I also believe it is very important to pay attention and not to impose your fear, doubt, and limitation on your children. When I do something, you shouldn't discourage them. You can't do it. It's not possible. I've done that once, and it's not possible for me to do. No. It doesn't mean because you did it once or twice, it doesn't work for you. It doesn't really mean who over that child. You stop limiting them, impose your own fear and your limitation on your children. You know that the vast majority of the parents do just that. I can tell you from my own experience, all the things I was told about what is and what is not possible, about what I can and I do, it's insane. There are times when I get really frustrated and mad on my parents for telling me all that nonsense, but I know that they did their best. It is not their fault. They raised me up and raised me in the way they were raised and told me what they were told by their parents. No, you shouldn't relate. Gone of the day that will add where our own parents relate to us. The children you see, they know more than you. In the previous episode, you listened to my say you should relate to a child the way they are. in order for you to get that potential and the talent in them. I won't lie about to say, I would like to say this again. I would like to go to my website, www.paultheminister.com. Go and listen to the previous episode on the Transformer Podcast. Listen to it, and you see that it's very, very wonderful and glorious. When they live, they called out how their own parents brought them up. They told what they knew to be true at the time. Anyway, I believe that there are no limitations on what we can and can't do. And the only limitation that really exists were those that we impose on ourselves and those that are imposed on ourselves by others. What a limitation can cost yourself is what you impose on yourself or what other people impose on you. There's nothing difficult. And the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. With God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, all things are possible. Let our children understand that there's many treasures in them. There's a potential in them. There's a talent in them that God wanted to use for His own glory. Don't limit them. Don't discourage them. Don't make them feel inferior. Don't make them feel as if they can't do anything. They can do more than your expectation. They more than what you think. I'm really concerned. Some people listen to me out there. Is it a preaching or a teaching? But because I know what I face, before I can discover myself, become a parent, lack that attention. They have no time for us in order to get know what God has deposited in me. And you, parent, listen to me out there, or anybody, there's something in you. You can do it. You can do it. In fact, you can do it. You can do it. I know that. You can do it. He told everybody, oh, that's this and that, you can't do it. You can't do that. No, on yourself or those. Anybody know? That is why every time I come in contact with a parent or a child, I share with them my belief. I tell them what I believe. Like today, before I begin to make this record, I met with some group of a choir in my own church, and I called them. Glory be to God. By the grace of God, I'm the charge, the minister in charge of the choir in my own church, the Redeemed Church of God, the youth mega church. I was telling them something that they need to understand. I don't relate to them or react to them the way other ministers relate to them or react to them. I make them to feel that potential that is very important, but they can't do without someone. They can't do those things. What they need to know, I taught them. And so what? Some of them are not coming. I want you, Paul, please, I want you to have time for us. We want to be train our voice. Can you please have a time for us? Oh, you're welcome. That's my job. I love it. It's not a talent. If it's a talent, I'm there for you. I tell people my own belief, what I believe in life. Many people don't know that when they are telling their children all the story about things that are not, that are about to be true, and not so true, they are in fact limiting them. You are telling them you are limiting them. Stop limiting your child. Stop limiting that kid in your hands. Children love to ask all kinds of questions. Take the time to answer them. Take time to explain all that need to be explained. If you refuse to explain to them, someone they will explain to them. And nobody can explain to them better than you, their parents. We have different, everybody has their own character. The way other parents brought up their own children, different from the way you brought up your own children. That is why the scripture says, train your child in the way that you go. Train your child in the way you believe. Good for them that will go the life. Not the wrong aspect, not the path, wrong path that you believe. You get to limit them. Don't limit them. Explain to them. Don't kill that their creativity. Don't kill that creativity in your children. Train them. There's something in them. From today, as a little bit podcast, go back home there and call attention of that children. Begin to train them. Begin to study them and discover the potential there. And after you discover it, begin to feed that potential with everything they need. Don't kill that creativity. I tell all my parents, friends, that they should always talk to their children about great things, about the great man that ever exists, and still exists, this planet Earth. If you want your child to become a great man or great woman, you have to share with him or her this word of greatness. Tell them inspiring stories. Tell them the story of those great men that fought for their dreams and for their destiny and for their vision, for what they believe in and how they eventually got what they wanted, how they eventually achieved what they dream. For if you do this, you will plant in their mind the seed of greatness. It's what you tell them that made them to believe. I call attention to the choir by telling them what is wonderful, what their capital are doing. And they're interested. And suddenly one of them say, please, will you take me to your studio? Our lab. Because I tell them, I made them to see the possibility in them that they can become what they want to become in life. I made them to see what their parents never allowed them to see stand. They will be inspired and they too will strive for great things. They will want to discover their true selves and they will want to achieve wonderful things. They will want to change this world. They will fight for that and they will make it happen because they know it is possible. Because you are meant to understand that it's possible for them to be great. It's possible that potential there for them to become great in life. They will know that if others it, they can do it too. That's the other thing. How to feed, just how to feed your children potential. You feed them with the positive things, not the negative things. And that is why I say you watch out for the next episode, the danger of that talent. The danger when you have a talent, need what you need to know. That's the next episode. Watch out for it. But if on the contrary, because you made them to understand they can do it and the builders own a deliver, they will know that if others did it, they can do it too. But if on the if you choose to talk to them about all the horrible things that are happening in the world, about all things that are missing from your life, about unhappiness and lack of ambition, about all the violence and violence hate that you know is present in the world, you will raise your children the same way you were raised by your parents, by your own parents. Your children will know that life is hard and unfair. That people are killing, that parents are killing their other. They're killing each other. Because your children will know that life is hard and unfair. That people are killing each other. That's nothing good will come their way because of all the injustice in the world. You will prepare your children to face with failure and defeat. No, you tell them what they need to know, reality, good things, in order for them to build them up. When they go, they will still know some things. That's what some parents don't know. They will still know something on their own. But when you feed them with the positive things, when they grown up, you will know that this thing is possible. Because my mother told me sometimes ago. When we're grown up, our mother, our dad, when we fuck with someone in the neighbor, in our neighborhood, when we get home, our dad will flog us. Even we are not guilty, our father will beat us. When we are guilty, will beat us. And one day we now ask dad, why are you beating us? He say, I don't want to be fighting outside or fight any neighbor. In this neighborhood, I want you to be a good boy, be a good girl. And then when I grown up, I begin to understand what our dad was telling us then. So what you train your child with is what they will begin to do or go about doing. Some parents, that's what they are telling their own children. No, the world, they will go to life without knowing what they are really worth, without knowing that they have a purpose. The potential in your children is very important in order for them to fulfill their purpose on it, and you may make them to discover it. We all have, and that nobody is here by accident. You may make them understand, we are not here by accident, we are here for a purpose. Let your children know it. When you are on the dining with them, let them know. When you are doing things together, let them know. have the time to come back to God and see your potential with the positive things, not the negative things. You know, hear by yesterday, they will not know it and they will wander through life without a hope and without a dream. No meaning, no goal, no nothing. You don't want that. No parent really wants that for his or her child. There are parents that really does not know. They don't realize that this is exactly what they are doing and it is okay. Nobody is born all knowledgeable. We live and we learn. As I said, when you train them with what we need them to know, make them know what they need to know now. Because when they go now, they will still understand some part of life. But train them and discover that potential in them. That your child, that your children, that your kid, for the parent listening to me out there, must be great because it is the seed of greatness in them. Help them to discover it. Feed them what they need. And I know you won't regret or happy them in the name of Jesus Christ. We live to learn. We have to be open and receptive to everything that helps us and those we love to live a happier life. So today, before I will go out of this studio, before we end today's podcast, I would like you to know this before I finally stop. So decide now to change the way you talk to them, to your children. Change the way you respond to that, to the many questions that come your way on daily basis from your precious children. Be ready to answer all those questions. If you refuse to answer them, then someone out there will answer them wrongly and will mislead them, and they will never fulfill purpose in life. But please, when you teach them, they will fulfill purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. They will fulfill purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. So you children, that children, take time to teach them valuable lesson. Take time to talk to them about the wonderful things that ever happen are happening in the world, and about the wonderful things that are about to happen, about the things that can happen if we start believing that they can happen. Tell them who they really are. Let them know when you discover them. Tell them what they really are, and they'll be happy. And they're happy about that. They will really, really happy. Who they really are and what they are capable of doing. Because if you don't do it, if you don't tell your children who they really are and how much they are worth, somebody else will tell them. And anybody that have attention that gets closer to them, if you want, they will respond to. We have time for our children. Your children will have time for you. With all my love, I'm giving you this word. The how to feed your children potential is what I'm releasing to the world today. And anyone listening to this podcast, this is the Transformer Podcast. I'm already be your host on the podcast. My name once again is Akene Paul. I will tell you, be renewed and be transformed. And God bless you. The next will meet on this episode, on this same studio, on the podcast, the Transformer Podcast. Be renewed and be transformed. God bless you.